Countdown Showdown edition of What's on Your Mind. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm Scott Hannon.
And I'm Steve Bakken.
And this is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What's on Your Mind brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council this hour. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota.
Glad somebody is.
You are. I am too. And they're helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth at the same time. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's the telephone numbers to join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We have the entire hour, this hour, to find out what's on your mind. Next hour, a couple of guests. Larry Scogan will join us. He has the new interim chancellor title at the North Dakota University System, as deemed by the Board of Higher Education since we joined you last. So we'll talk with him about that. Clayton Peterson will join us as well. He's the state representative for the NRA, the National Rifle Association in North Dakota and South Dakota. John Kerry, the Secretary of State, signed a U.N. arms treaty last week. What's that mean? We're going to find out.
Too far under the radar, too. With everything else that's going on, this kind of slipped through. And we need to be guarded. I'm just saying, we need to be guarded.
Since we last left you, Ted Cruz's filibuster ended. And ultimately what happened, not enough Republicans joined Ted Cruz, and therefore there was a vote in the Senate. All the Republicans continued their opposition to Obamacare. They sent the bill back to the House. They had removed, because there were more Democrats than Republicans, the provision to defund Obamacare out of it. So it goes back over to the House over the weekend, okay? The House of Representatives compromised. They said, okay, a full repeal of Obamacare didn't work, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to delay it for 1 year, and we're going to remove the medical device tax, which has been fairly controversial. Even some Democrats say that's a bad idea. And so those two pieces are what passed in the House. The House then sends it back to the Senate. Now, that happened on Saturday. So what did the Senate do on Sunday, Steve?
Watched football.
What did they do on Monday so far today?
Slept in.
El Zippo.
Darn thing.
Here's what ABC's Jonathan Carl said on Good Morning America today. By taking the day off yesterday and not coming in until this afternoon, Senate Democrats have effectively run out the clock on this latest shutdown showdown.
Now, the question I've got is, if the government shuts down tomorrow, do you and I have to come to work?
We do. Yeah, we don't work for the government. Yeah.
Which is good, but, you know, I think if the government shuts down, nobody should go to work tomorrow. Everybody just stay home and have a personal day.
Here's what I don't understand. Isn't this compromise?
It is.
Everybody wants compromise, right? I mean, that's what D.C. craves, is compromise. Okay, they passed a version that said we defund Obamacare. It didn't pass. Comes back to the House over the weekend, and they say, okay, how about a one-year delay? Because, look, there's been enough exemptions and delays by the administration anyway. Give time for a breather. So it seems to me the counteroffer, if you will, in this back and forth of a one-year delay is better for Democrats than a total defunding, and it's a reasonable compromise. Yes.
Now, you know I rail on both sides. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. I rail on both sides for the gridlock in Washington. Things don't get done right now because there's no compromise. And quite often, the Republicans get penciled in as the party of no compromise. They're compromising. They're trying to make a deal. They're trying to make something work. Now who's not compromising?
And I think it's time, actually, for anybody that thinks Obamacare is a bad idea to direct their ire at whatever Democrat in their particular state, works for Harry Reid. And in South Dakota, that'd be Tim Johnson. In North Dakota, that'd be Heidi Heitkamp. In Minnesota, that'd be Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken. And in Montana, it'd be John Tester and Max Baucus. I mean, they're right now part of this. I talked to John Hoeven, the senator, on Friday, and I asked him point blank, because a lot of our listeners I know had made the point they wanted him to vote with Ted Cruz. I said, why didn't you vote with Ted Cruz? And he said, I wanted the House to have another chance at this, and they're going to get it now. If Ted Cruz's 60-vote cloture vote had prevailed, we would have been immediately in shutdown. And he said, I'm not against a shutdown. A shutdown may happen still, but let's try one more time. So his point was, by going back to the House, They had a chance to add something that was a compromise. They did that, and now the Senate's blowing them off. So to me, it's time to put some pressure on a handful of Democrats to say, hey, be reasonable here. If you don't want a shutdown, be reasonable here and vote for this. And at this point, go to work. I mean, the Senate, go to work. Get back. I mean, call Heidi Heitkamp's office or Amy Klobuchar or Al Franken or, you know, Tim Johnson and say, gosh, there's a compromise. Go vote. Because really, at this point, what, 5-6 Democrats come along and this game has changed. I think that's what should happen. So Senator Hovind's point was, and by the way, he's going to join us later in the week and explain all this. I think they're all on their way back now to do some more voting this afternoon. But his point was, if Ted Cruz had prevailed on Friday, then the House bill was dead. And his point was it was worth a shot adding some things to the House bill that if a handful of Democrats support, you avert the shutdown. And you get a one-year delay in Obamacare. I think what the House did over the weekend's a perfect compromise.
I think it is, sense. Too. You know, and the one caveat I will give to this, with this, the administration saying that this is so good for the American people, but yet you've got the unions opting out, which, oh, by the way, those are Democratic votes for the most part. You've got unions opting out. You've got big businesses opting out. You've got Congress opting out. You've got all these opt-outs. Well, if it's so good for everybody, then why isn't Congress? Why isn't the White House? Why isn't the IRS, big business, unions, all on this, either all in or all out? There's no in between.
Right now, it looks like it's a shutdown. It looks like that's what the Democrats want. You know, and obviously, then the blame game starts. Does it matter? Do you want a shutdown? Let us know what you think about where we're at today. Let's get to the phones here. Mike in Minnesota, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, question for you. So if the delay happens for 1 year, let me ask you when the elections are next year for midterms. When are they?
November.
In November, right? So if we go ahead and we delay for 1 year, is that going to impact the midterms then, or won't be affected quite yet before people vote?
No, I think it's perfect timing because you'll have this showdown, if you will, again on Obamacare right before the election, right in the middle of the heat of that debate. So I think the timing actually perfect.
That's what I was wondering, because if they're not going to be voting, I mean, it's not going to quite kick in. Let's say if we say, okay, well, 1 year delay, right? That'll be October of next year, right?
Yep.
Well, people won't really notice it yet in their checkbooks. They're not going to see the impact on it until after the effect. And that's kind of my point on that. The delay for 1 year might actually ramrod itself. So I'm just calling in, and some people really need to think that out.
So from a voter's perspective, then, it makes sense for the Democrats to actually push it back a year.
Exactly, it does. And that's the whole thing that nobody's looking at here and going, you know what? We can push it back a year. It also gives more provisions for if Obama wants to go ahead and say, you know what, we want to go ahead and delay it out a year, then we can go ahead and start working with some of these big corporations, big companies, and give them breaks too within that year time frame also. And that's kind of what I heard is in the plans. But again, if you delay it out a year, I don't see it like October, and it starts kicking in October. I don't see that in my checkbook until November, until it's too late and I vote already. Guess what could happen then? So this has seemed to be a little more well thought about, that stall tactic of waiting a year. I think that plays into the Democrats' hands a little bit. So I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys chat.
Appreciate
you very much, Mike. Yeah, great call. And that is another tack on the other side. Let's get back to the phones. Bob in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Well, fellas, speaking as a libertarian, I have to be completely honest. I find this whole notion of a government shutdown to be not only unsettling, but extremely disturbing.
And why is that?
Well, it's very simple. It's very simple, Steve. If we lose our credit rating in the world, how are we going to go begging hat in hand to the Chinese selling 30-year bonds so that we can continue nation building? What about all of those new schools and hospitals we're building out throughout the Islamic world? What about our commitment to Africa and AIDS, the AIDS problem? How are we going to borrow enough money to maintain a standing military presence in 162 countries? If
well, here's the bigger question, though.
To be world cop,
Bob,
we've
Bob,
got
here's,
to have financing.
Bob, here's the bigger question. Why do we have to go around the world to get financing to give money back to other countries when we're not helping our own country here?
That's a simple answer.
Isn't that the bigger
answer
question?
Simple. It is a very big question, and it's a very big question on the minds of every libertarian in this country. But it does not seem to be a big question to Republicans and Democrats, or as I like to call them, Republicrats. Scott, I told you 10 years ago there ain't a dime's worth of difference in these two parties. How are we going, if we shut down the government, how are we going to be able to afford to finance the Justice Department to sue little Jan Brewer down in Arizona because she is being overrun and we have no borders? How does that work, fellas?
That'd be wonderful. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who do you blame now for the jam we're in? What do you want to happen? You weigh in. Ed and Bismarck, you're first to go when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to phone calls in just a few minutes. One of the things I noticed over the weekend, the talking heads, the shows on Sunday, they kept citing all these different polls. One, I think, was 56% of Americans favored Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. You gotta take a look at who's doing the polling, and you have to take a look at who they are polling. One of the ones I usually stand on, the Harris Interactive polls, I try to follow them a little bit better. They seem to be a little bit more accurate. Recent poll of small business executives conducted by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Harris Interactive showed that 71% of those who responded said the healthcare law would make them less likely to hire employees. The answer to all this, it doesn't matter. The answer to what ails this country is get people back to work. And if you're going to shut down business, that's where the bigger problem lies. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's get back to the phone. Ed in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good. How are you?
Oh, it's Monday. Saying this whole government shutdown stuff, you know, I find it kind of funny. Congress will turn around and shut down everybody else, but they put up a big stink when it comes to shutting themselves down. I think we should just shut down Congress and see how fast stuff changes. Put them on minimum wage, too. You know, they're making how many thousands of dollars every year for doing what? Making new laws, restricting more of our rights? You know, I mean, it's a cluster. It's a cluster bomb. And it's past detonation time. Get rid of them. That's all I have to say about it. Thanks.
Ed, appreciate your call. Matthew shares the similar sentiment on our Facebook page. Says, shut it all down. Then people will realize an overbearing federal government is not needed and, in fact, will be better off. Here's what I don't understand. You know, if you don't like Obamacare, first of all, to me, you ought to be directing every ounce of your energy right now at this moment in the waning hours before this deadline arrives at Senate Democrats. Because, again, Democrats on Friday passed legislation that stripped out the defunding of Obamacare, sent it back to the House. The House over the weekend says, okay, fine, we'll compromise. We'll do a one-year delay and we'll get rid of this awful medical device tax. Goes back to the Senate. The Senate does nothing on Sunday, does nothing on Monday, and are yawning today. Now, these are the same people that said Ted Cruz wasted all this time. Remember, they said, well, it was a waste of time to have that filibuster. Well, what was Sunday? What's Monday? The House was working over the weekend, so to me, if you do not want a government shutdown and you want a breather on Obamacare, you ought to be calling Heidi Heitkamp right now and saying, hey, go to work, number one, and number two, vote for the compromise. Because if literally five or six Democrats in the Senate do that, then all this is done. What do you want? What do you want? Don't you think? I mean, to me, that I know a lot of people were upset about Senator Hogan's vote, not voting with Senator Cruz on Friday. He explained that. He'll join us later in the week to tell us why, and that was to give the House another opportunity to compromise. They did it. It's there, and now the Senate's blowing that off. So to me, Heidi Heitkamp, you know, Max Baucus, John Tester, Tim Johnson in South Dakota, Klobuchar and Franken in Minnesota, hello. I don't think they should be let off the hook for blowing off the compromise.
That number to get to the U.S. Congress switchboard, 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Call them all. It doesn't matter if you're in Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota. Call all your congresspeople. Call them all. Let them know what you think. You know, weigh in one way or another.
Tell us what you get in the way of feedback, too. We'd appreciate it. Let's go to Brandon in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. What do you want to have happen, Brandon? What's your solution?
I agree with the last caller. I think maybe it's time for the people of this country to take the country back and get rid of the riffraff that's in Washington and everywhere else. You know, maybe we need to kick everybody out and give some hardworking teachers and farmers and some people like that the chance to run the country.
So by a government shutdown, then, Brandon, your point is you just wait.
They should just leave it shut down. We should start all over and get some new people in there.
So just do it indefinitely.
Well, that's what it's going to come to if they don't get their act together. If I don't go to my job, I don't get paid, you know.
And by the way, the military still get paid, Social Security checks still go out. I mean, there's a lot of government. I mean, this idea that we
right,
even allow them to call
need,
it a...
We need to start doing something to straighten it out, because it's just a mess. I'm in my mid-30s. My dad died when I was really young, and I'm almost glad my dad died when I was young, so he didn't have to see what this country has come to.
Brandon, maybe it's time for a legitimate conversation about term limits. Yeah, because then they do get kicked out, and then it's more of a people's legislature.
Well, you know, I just think the government's getting too big, and, you know, they're worried about getting their paychecks, and you know, everybody else has got to do whatever they say no matter what. I think it's just time for the people to stand up, and we need to do something about it.
Brandon, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Sue in Minot. What's on your mind today, Sue?
Okay, in theory, this shutting the government sounds like a really great idea. However, do you realize that if we are shut down, it will actually cost us more money per day than it does to run the country normally? Also, do you realize that we have to vote to get the military's paychecks, but the senators and representatives will be paid when we're shut down? That's automatic. It's by law. And it just isn't going to work the way we want it to. It's a lovely theory. But I don't know that that's
what
the answer either.
What should happen, Sue? What do you want to have happen today?
Well, I think that the military should be paid by law, and the senators and representatives would have to vote to get theirs. Wouldn't that make more sense? They're sitting just taking the day off, doing nothing.
I bet we'd get the compromise a lot quicker. Like, do you think we'd get to compromise a lot quicker if they weren't getting their paychecks soon?
I don't think they should. If they can't run our company properly, they shouldn't get paid, even if it gets us up to a vote.
You know, I just think
the gentleman before that said, hey, you know, they shouldn't be paid.
And I also think it would motivate them a little more. I mean, look at this, you know, what's Sunday, half of Monday, nothing. What in the world? I mean, what's your perfect solution, though, Sue? What do you want to have happen? If it was up to you, what would happen at this point?
Well, how about we take care of our country first and stop sending us money and equipment to places like Syria? I know it's an important battle, but doesn't it kind of make sense to take care of your own backyard first?
It's not our battle, though. It shouldn't be our battle, Sue.
No, but we do need to take care of the starving people here. We do need to make sure that our seniors are protected and things like that, and then help out the other people. Doesn't that seem right?
Appreciate the call, Sue. Thanks. A bunch of others on Facebook. Yana says, Republicans have not shown backbone for a long time, so why should Reid and his lapdogs, including Heidi Heitkamp, cave now? They'll wait it out and win short-term or long-term because we don't have enough cruise control on the Hill or in Washington. Blair says, who cares who gets the blame? I care more about Congress doing what is best for the majority. The problem is too many are afraid to do what is right because they may offend the minority. Robert says compromise to the left is always giving into their demands. If you don't side with them, then you're an obstructionist. What do you think? What do you want to have happen? 800-228-0550. Let us know on What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's in your mind? Powered by TwinCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com if you want to drop us an email, or you can go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. Around the region, temperature-wise, Bismarck, Mandan, 47 this hour. Williston, 50. Dickinson, 51. Minot, 53. In Jamestown, they're at 53. Devil's Lake, 57. Grand Forks, 56. Fargo, 56. Miles City, Montana, 47. Mobridge, they're at 52, Aberdeen, 48, and Lemon at 41 this hour.
And let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. And don't forget, the folks in Washington work for you, right? So what do you want to have happen today? What should they do? Keith in the Garrison. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'm just calling to make a comment. You know, in the last election, Earl Pomeroy ran, and I believe he lost because he voted for Obamacare. I know that Dorgan and Conrad also voted for it, but they retired. Now we've got Heitkamp, and we're getting just what we deserve. Even though she supported us on gun issues, she's not going to support us on this, and she's already said that. She's going to caucus with her Democrats, and she's going to go along with Harry Reid. So I guess we got what we deserve.
Hey, Keith, though, listen for a second here. Here's what I don't understand. Now, if Heidi, you're right, Heidi Heitkamp's been a staunch Obamacare supporter, right? Although she also said, you know, there's good parts of it, there's bad parts of it, and that she would be a voice of reason there and wouldn't be your typical partisan. Isn't this a perfect compromise? Even if you say, I support Obamacare, you can't see what's going on and all the delays and exemptions and the different difficulties in implementing the law and not say, wait a minute, let's just take a pause. So to me, a one-year delay is a perfect compromise. I mean, Heidi Heitkamp could be for a one-year delay and still be for Obamacare and fixing things, which is what she said, you know, she would do. She'd go there and be reasonable. I think, actually, if North Dakotans flooded like they did during the gun control debate, the phone calls, the emails to Heidi Heitkamp, I think she would be hard pressed not to go into Harry Reid's office and say, let's vote on this compromise. Let's not automatically go to shutdown here. I don't think it's worth throwing in a towel. I'm a little confused because it seems like more people are mad at John Hoeven, who's been consistently against Obamacare, than they are Heidi Heitkamp, who's in favor of it. That's a head scratcher to me, Keith.
And to me, because Hoeven is voting the way we want him to vote. I agree with you. A one-year delay, I'd jump on that in a heartbeat because this isn't going to be settled quickly.
Well, that's the compromise. That's the compromise that came from the House. I'm sorry, Keith. Go ahead.
I was just going to say the blatant thing about this is giving exemptions to the unions that are crying and screaming. You know, all the exemptions Obama has given, and I question whether that is constitutionally illegal or not. I mean, this guy picks and chooses.
See, that's my big problem,
Keith.
Not
a good law.
Keith, that's my big problem with this, is when you start having all these exemptions, either if it's so good for America, it's so good for the American people, and that's what this administration says, if it's so wonderful, why are all these exemptions? Either all in or all out. You can't have it both ways, and you start getting the government in the position of picking winners and losers with the American people and with businesses and currying favor for votes.
And, you know, speaking of Obama, he came out the other day and said, your taxes are lower today than they were 5 years ago. That is a blatant lie. Our taxes have never been higher in the history of taxation in the U.S. Never, never. Where's this guy coming from? He says what he wants and nobody questions him. So I'm really frustrated. Obviously, I'm a hardcore conservative. But they got to back up what they say, and they can't. So what happens, happens. And if we go to a shutdown, so be it. And I don't know how terrible that will be either. I really haven't analyzed that. But what do we do? They backed the House back into a corner. They think that they can blame the Republicans in the the House of U.S. Representatives for the shutdown.
I think they lose a strong argument here, though, if people are paying attention. One, they didn't like Ted Cruz because they said it wasted time. Well, guess what happened? They wasted Sunday and half of today with a vote. Second of all, the House offered a compromise. Okay, you don't want to defund Obamacare. How about a one-year delay? How about we get rid of this stupid, as Harry Reid called it, a medical device tax. That's what he called it last week, stupid medical device tax. Fine. You think it's stupid? Here's your chance. It's gone. And there's just a one-year delay. You know, there's the compromise. I think a lot of people are in your camp, Keith, where they just go, let it happen. Just let it happen. But I'm, you know, if you don't want a government shutdown, if you think that would be bad for the country or bad politically or whatever, to me, the only hope you have is to demand from some reasonable Democrats that they go into Heidi Heitkamp or into Harry Reid and say, let's vote. And Heidi Heitkamp, I think, would be in that camp, given some previous votes. Appreciate the call, Keith. Thank you. 800-228-0550. Here's one emailer. Stephen says, the fact that Reid would not bring the Senate back to even discuss the compromise is more than enough proof that the Democrats and Reid don't give a rip about the majority of the American public. That from Stephen Johnson by email today. Matt Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, this whole thing with the Obamacare and exemptions and, you know, the fact that the government is giving exemptions to certain organizations and exemptions to themselves, that in itself makes all of Obamacare unconstitutional. Article 2 of the Constitution states that Congress shall pass no law that does not apply equally to the government as it does to the people. And when Obama's going and he's giving exemptions to staffers, he's giving exemptions to Congress, Congress is backing out of it. That right there, I mean, on the face of the Constitution, you don't need the Supreme Court. You don't need a lawyer. You know, a 14-year-old kid can read the Constitution and they can comprehend it plain and clear. The fact that we have a government that is passing all of these out-of-control, unconstitutional laws, exempting themselves from the laws, you know, there are federal laws on the books that make it a federal crime for any elected representative or any person in government to deviate from their oath of office or to deviate from the constraints set forth in the Constitution. It specifically says there's actually an executive order that says any person representing or serving the United States in Congress or in the government that attempts to rule without the constraints of the Constitution shall be guilty of a capital felony. Why are these people not in prison? That's my question. They are traitors. They are destroying our country. Our Constitution is what our country was founded upon. If you look at the definition of the word Constitution, besides the paper document, it is the strength and the will of an individual or a body. When you destroy our Constitution, you destroy our strength and you destroy our will. These people are intentionally, blatantly destroying it. Why can't we get someone, a federal state attorney somewhere, to prosecute on these laws that are on the books?
Matt,
what is the big deal with that?
Matt, that's where I agree with you. And to me, that's where the outcry lies. The fact that we've got a piece of legislation that's getting passed and they're picking and choosing winners. Now, whether you're for or against Obamacare, and there are some good pieces of it, the pre-existing conditions, not having people kicked out for that, the kids until they're 26, there are some good pieces of this. In mass, it's not a good piece of legislation. But that's where I think the upcry should be. There should be a huge outcry. It doesn't matter matter if you're for or against it, the fact that the government is picking and choosing winners and losers right now. Oh, you can be in it, but you don't have to be in it. But everybody else, you have to be in it. And, well, maybe we're going to leave these people out here because they don't like it. And they write a big enough check for political purposes. No, there needs to be outcry on this, Matt. They're just, I don't get it. I just don't understand. Where is that outcry?
Appreciate the call. Lynn and Dodge, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Lynn.
Are you there?
We are. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
I would like someone to recap, and maybe you've done this before, but recap for us how exactly the process went when they passed Obamacare. Because if I remember right, it was something other than the regular defined process.
Of course, yeah. First of all, not one Republican voted for it. And there was no, let's sit down, let's figure out the differences. We're going to ram this through. They did it in the middle of the night, used all kind of procedural things, said they were going to post it on the internet and have C-SPAN hearings that you could find out what was in it. Remember, Nancy Pelosi famously said, we just have to pass it so people can find out what's in it. So it was typical, dark of the night, ram it through.
Okay, but it was a majority then that passed.
A majority of Democrats, yes, because remember the House and the Senate were controlled by Democrats, so they had
that's right,
yeah,
totally at that point in time. Okay, all right,
and they had the president's signature, so they were able to do it without a single Republican vote.
And how long did we have our congressional representatives? How long did they have to review that? How many pages was it? 2,000?
2,800, isn't it? 2,800 pages.
Okay, so how long did they actually have to review that document?
I want to know how many actually read that document. Where's the Cliff Notes? I'm sure they all looked at the Cliff Notes.
Well, again, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, said we got to pass it so people can find out what's in it. How's that not backwards?
Yeah. Okay.
To answer your question, Lynn, I don't remember how long it was, but it was a very short window. Again, the process was all upside down.
Right, because I remember that we couldn't even review it. I mean, we couldn't get our hands on it either electronically or any other way to take a look.
I mean, to me, that's another argument for a one-year delay. To me, one-year delay seems reasonable, right? They're not going to go for defunding because that's admitting defeat. They've already admitted, hey, that some of the stuff isn't ready. They've done delays. They've done exemptions. To me, a one-year delay would be a breather and say, hey, let's start fresh here. Let's not be, these people get exemptions. These people don't, you know, they pay for it. They don't. One-year delay, to me, even Heidi Heitkamp could still say she's for Obamacare, but vote in favor of a one-year delay. Seems like a reasonable compromise, but looks to me like the Senate wants a shutdown here. The Democrats want a shutdown.
Absolutely. But I think that the suggestion that you had earlier that if we, the general population, can get to Heidi Heitkamp and just let our wishes be known, the population in general, if it comes out that everybody else is in support of this, fine. But she needs to understand that she represents all of us. Okay, that was it.
Appreciate
Thank you very much, Lynn. Yeah, and the way to do that is 202-224-3121. Call your congresspeople, 202-224-3121. Back to the phones when we come back. You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. You can weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Thank heavens, another season over for the Twins. Should Gardy stay or go?
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hennen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com, Longevity Link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Next hour, Larry Scogin will check in, newly named interim chancellor for the North Dakota University System, on his new post, which is, he was, you know, acting chancellor for a short time. Now he's got the longer-term interim chancellor post, and we'll talk with him about the challenges of that job, his plans for the position, now that it's been lengthened a little bit. Clayton Peterson will also join us from the NRA. He's the state rep for the Dakotas. Why is the United States Secretary of State John Kerry signing a UN arms treaty? We'll ask about that coming up on the program as well. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Senator Heidi Heitkamp sent out a new email this morning to supporters but within this last hour here, saying, I wanted to make sure you've heard, because this is important. Right now, partisan obstructionists in Congress are throwing a tantrum, threatening to shut down the government if they don't get their way. It's outrageous that they'll go so far to stop health care reform, which helps millions of Americans, that they're willing to shut down the government and put our economy at risk. A shutdown would hurt everyone. It would even stop our troops from getting their paychecks. Join with me in telling the extremists in Congress to do their jobs and pass a budget resolution to make sure the government doesn't shut down. Well, actually, the House did that after the Senate rejected it over the weekend, and senators were all watching football, I guess, and having long breakfast breaks this morning or something, Steve, because the vote in the House happened on Saturday. And nothing happened on Sunday, nothing happened on Monday, which leads me to believe that the obstructionists that are throwing a tantrum is actually Harry Reid. There's a report in some of the D.C. News bureaus today that that President Obama called Harry Reid over the weekend and said, why don't we get the Republican and Democratic leaders together, all call them together, we'll call a meeting at the White House, let's sit down and figure this out. And Harry Reid said, if you do it, I won't even show up. Bad idea, dumb idea. So this is strategy playing out here. They're purposely not coming back into session because, you know, my conclusion is the people that Heidi Heitkamp worked for, the Senate leadership, the Democrats, want a shutdown.
But here's the point, Scott. When Senator Heitkamp says, you know, it's outrageous they'll go so far to stop health care reform, which helps millions of Americans, the bill of goods with this was that it was going to be good for all Americans. And now you've got the government picking winners and losers. Well, you can opt out. You're going to be exempt. You don't have to participate in this. Oh, by the way, businesses aren't hiring. They're downsizing hours for employees. We've got businesses that just are on hiatus right now because they don't want to deal with a piece of legislation that, A, I don't think everyone fully understands, and B, will cripple the workforce and cripple the workplace. On top of that, you've got an entire mentality right now that's going, wait a minute, this isn't the bill of goods we were sold because you were supposed to be able to keep your doctor. Oh, wait a minute, now big companies are going over to this because they can't afford to keep their regular health insurance.
You've given us the litany of things that have caused everybody to pull their hair out of this thing, so why not a one-year delay?
A year.
Yeah, makes some sense. Todd and Mandan, what do you think? What do you want to have happen, Todd?
Well, actually, you talked about it with strategy. Let's strategize a little bit about this and talk about this. So we give them their one-year exemption. What does that do? That puts them past the 2014 elections, and then all of a sudden, wait, this isn't a great bill. Now we got to wait another 2 years to start making some changes. In my mind, we don't wait the year. Let them have their bill. Let it go through right now. Let everyone get a taste of what this is before the elections in 2014.
That's an argument some people make, that it's better to have everybody live in that soup and then have the outrage there. Now, I guess the other schools thought if you truly believe Obamacare is this bad, then you want to do everything in your power to stop it. They tried to defund it. Didn't work. Okay, we'll do a one-year delay. So, but, you know,
now, I'll agree with Todd, though. I will agree with Todd. You know, let's go down that road. If it's so wonderful, let it go down that road, and then let the American people have a vote and make up their own mind. Go, wait a minute, either this is working or this is not working.
But
I don't think it's going to work.
I'm hearing more people that are saying, no, I'm with Ted Cruz. I'm with the, I want this stopped. I want it shut down. So most folks are not. But Todd is just fine, implement it. But I mean,
my biggest problem, though, is the government picking winners and losers, either all in or all out.
It's worth a discussion on what's the best strategy here, Todd, for sure. Jim and Bismarck, let's get you in here before the break. You're up on what's on your mind.
Good morning, fellas. I have to agree with the last caller, and that's basically the point that I was going to make is that, I mean, we all know it's not going to be good for small business. We all know it's not going to be good for the, you know, the poor people. I mean, it's not going to be good for anybody. So, I think, and no, it'd be great to stop it, but I think it'd be better if we just let it roll and let everybody find out what, when they elect the Democrats, what really happens. I mean, the only way these people are going to know is by pulling their pocketbook out and taking care of business. And paying for all this stuff that all these extra taxes and all this extra stuff that's in Obamacare. I mean, and it's going to shut some businesses down, which is not a good deal. I know that I've been trying to keep track with my small business with my insurance provider and what we need to do. And he's been trying to keep me abreast of the situation, but he's not sure either yet. So it's kind of still all up in the air. And that's, of course, why nobody's hiring anybody in the last 2 years. But, you know, I don't understand why people don't understand this.
Jim, we're up against the break. Thank you very much. We couldn't agree with you more. More of your thoughts. What's on your mind? I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennen. When we come back,
follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Wiedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.